Hello again. This is Les Paul, eating and speaking to you from our home in Hollywood. And, Mary, that's a very good sandwich.
Thanks.
Well, folks, we're not going to entertain you by eating. We have something else to offer here. Just a little more entertaining, I believe. Just as an explanation. Oh, I should introduce you, Mary. Folks, I'd like to have you meet my wife, and her professional name is Miss Mary Ford.
Hi.
Just squaw around here. She makes wonderful sandwiches and coffee. Anyway, we're going to play a mess of guitars. We have 6-7 guitars that we're going to play, bass fiddle, drums, piano, and Mary's going to sing as many as 3-4 parts all at one time. That's a little different than the usual thing you hear, and it's done by means of some electrical gadgets that we've got worked up. The room is full of them. And here's the first number. You're not going to sing this first one, are you?
No.
Okay, you had me worried for you. It's NOLA. Gail, I'm mighty proud of you. You did a wonderful job the way you plunked that bass fiddle.
I just hope no one was listening to the bass part.
Oh, well, I hope they were listening.
I sure wish they could see you with those earphones on and up to your knees in guitars and electric echo chambers.
Wait till I get a mirror. I gotta look. Mr. and Mrs. Tom Swift, I can see it now. Mary, what would you like to sing?
Well, I just learned the words to Blues Stay Away From Me.
That's a great tune. I'll drop you a handful of chords and help out.
Okay. Sleep.
Mary, while you're in a singing mood and you got the mics all set up, could I join you in a song?
Well, sure.
All right. I'll sing the melody, you sing the harmony, you play the bass fiddle and plunk on this cowbell.
Is that all?
I'll do what I can with the guitars and the electrical gadgets here.
I still say I wish the people could see you.
The buildup you're giving me, they'll think I look like some guy that's selling lots on the moon.
That's right.
Here we go.
Won't you haul up and love me one more time? Why don't you squeeze me until I'm turning blind? If you don't cuddle up and love me like I want you to do, I'm gonna haul off and die over you.
You know the way you've been kidding me about having a room full of equipment? Well, you should have been with me today.
This sounds interesting. Where were you today?
Well, I went down the street to an eye, ear, and nose and throat specialist.
Oh.
And I asked the doc to take a look at one of my ears because I couldn't hear very well. And the doc said it was nothing serious. But he called in a nurse. She wheeled in a wagon full of gadgets. She had trays full of rubber band shooter, never leak, and spoke tighteners and all this stuff. Then he took a gadget with a light on it, and he had an ice pick or something that looked like it, and a cake froster that he filled up with some water.
Really?
And he'd shoot that into one side, in one of my ears, in my left ear, see?
Uh-huh.
Then the nurse, kind of kidding, held the pan by my right ear.
Kidding.
And I told her, Yes, she was kidding. I said, if anything comes out of that ear, one of us need a vacation. Well, anyways, that's the idea of the gadgets. And speaking of a vacation, we're going to get one whether we want one or not if we don't get back to the music department.
Mm-hmm.
So here's three guitars, T for two. T for two.
When did that tune come out? Do you remember?
Hon, I don't remember just when, but I know what I was doing at the time. I had my first Model T.
Really?
Yeah, I used to have a stick to measure the gas tank with. I used to keep it under the front seat. had the first car radio in town. I'll never forget that either. Used an old screen door for an aerial. It was a battery house radio, and I managed to squeeze it in the back seat of the car.
Oh, no.
Bing was with Paul Whiteman, and Gene Austin was singing My Blue Heaven. The Clico Club Eskimos, they were as popular as sliced bread is today.
Oh, really? And all I did was ask you, when did T for Two come out?
Well, I guess it was the T in T for Two that reminded me of the Model T, and I started reminiscing. All we need now is a guy to tap you on the shoulder and say, would you be interested in an Essex?
Well, would you be interested in a guitar to play the theme?
I can take a hint.